Hey, I'm Daniel Pratton, a staff writer here with The Movie Buff, and this is The Movie Buff Show. I'm bringing you another Tribeca interview today for the old-fashioned thriller, See For Me, where I was able to speak with director Randall Okita and lead actress Skylar Davenport in her first leading role. In the film, she plays Sophie, a now-blind former skier who's cat-sitting in a secluded mansion where then three thieves invade the home to rob a hidden safe. Sophie's only defense is Army veteran Kelly, as she works as Sophie's eyes through an app called See For Me. The film is available as part of Tribeca at Home through June 23rd, and more info to watch will be available in a link down below. Thanks so much for supporting themoviebuff.net, and let's get right into the interview for See For Me. So I'm here with director Randall, is it Okita or Okita?
Okita.
Okita. Okay, I'm here with Randall Okita, and star Skylar Davenport for See For Me. It's great to be chatting with you guys.
Great to be chatting with you.
Cool. Now to start, I'd love to start with you, Skylar. I noticed the introducing Skylar Davenport at the beginning of the film. So I was expecting to go to your IMDb and see like 10 credits or something, but you have like 75. So did you want to talk about that?
So most of them are actually in voiceover. If you'll look, it's a bunch of cartoons and video games, which is where I started. I've been doing that for a number of years and pretty well established. I've done a handful of co-stars on TV shows, but this was my first film lead. So that's why it says introducing.
Okay. So
yeah,
Now, I feel like choosing your first lead takes a lot of care. So why was See For Me the right project for you?
I don't think I chose it. It chose me. I didn't choose the See For Me life. The See For Me life chose me. and I find that it's just an appropriate title. I was telling in the last interview that I read for it. 3 months went by. I read for it again. 3 months went by. I read for it again. 3 months went by and I booked it. It was a long process. And I was very excited because I had read the full script at that point. And I think with most films, I can kind of feel where it's going, like intuitively. And this one, definitely, there was a moment where I was like, whoa, she's doing this? Like, it caught me off guard. And I was like, something that can make, like, genuinely surprise you is a rare bird for me. So I really, really liked it. And the fact that I got to incorporate my personal experience and that the whole team took that into account was absolutely amazing. I could not have asked for a better first project, minus COVID.
Okay, fair. No, that's awesome. And it definitely does subvert expectations at times.
Yeah.
Now, Randall, did you want to talk about the casting process? And was it important for your team to, obviously, Skylar, you're cast for your merit as an actor, but was it important to cast someone who's also visually impaired?
It absolutely was. I mean, you know, the way that I think about it is if we're going to tell stories about particular communities, we should tell stories with those particular communities. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of examples out there where people have done that or people haven't done that. I think that, you know, there's a lot of communities that have been misrepresented and erased. And I think the disabled community and the visually impaired community is among them. And so I think we had an opportunity with this really great script written by Adam York and Tommy Kutu to find somebody who was not only an incredible performer. And I think, you know, that we just got so enormously lucky and blessed with Skylar, but also somebody who could bring authenticity and real world experience to add to like the richness of the performance and the authenticity of that story world and that character. And I think that, yeah, you know, I think that a lot of people look at those things as challenges sometimes, but I think that they're really opportunities and the stories are always better for them.
Okay.
So it was important to me, you know, it absolutely was. And I feel like that's a big part of the process of storytelling and just thinking those things through in terms of community and in terms of representation. And that's how you get like really cool stuff that you haven't seen before.
All right, awesome. Skylar, did you want to speak to that?
I mean, I totally agree. Yep. Okay. Yep. And I'm obviously it was important to the whole team as well, or they wouldn't have put in such a long, arduous casting process. I didn't even know this until after we wrapped. I was told by someone on set, they were like, yeah, we looked for years. Like they had been looking, they had had the script for a lot longer than I was aware of. And they had been on the hunt. So it had to have been important to them. Otherwise they wouldn't have put in all that time and effort to make sure. So,
okay. Really, yeah. The C for me life really did choose you.
Oh no.
No, I'd love to ask about the location scouting because the house is so great. How did you guys find that, Randall?
Yeah, I would say, you know, that was also a really important co-star to support.
That was the star. I don't
know. Skylar's performance and be, you know, a great dance partner for this wild adventure. It took a long time and we really wanted to find a place that could highlight the nature of the story. So something that, you know, was complex and could house our cat and mouse chases, something that felt right tonally, you know, to be wandering through in the evening. So the place we found, you know, had a lot of wood and so a little bit of warmth, but also a lot of glass and a lot of, you know, coldness and danger and a lot of narrow, unique architecture that could house a hiding Sophie and some murderous invaders.
Okay. Now you filmed it in Ontario, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually in Ottawa. So is it like by Toronto?
It's about an hour. Yeah. Outside in Caledon is the place it's called. Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
So we definitely looked high and low all over, you know, all over Ontario, all over the GTA for sure. And with the support of the team, yeah, we kept looking until we found the right thing. And I'm glad that we put in the extra time.
Okay. Now, staying on the house, I love the intro to it. Like we're learning the house the same time that Sophie is. And also like I'm taking like mental notes of like, okay, what's going to come back later, like the greenhouse and the dead zone cell reception. So can you talk about like just depicting that in the direction and just showing us the house?
Yeah, you know, it's such an interesting opportunity in terms of meeting the house with Sophie, our lead character, and how do you establish this place where we're going to be spending, you know, this pretty crazy evening. and just sort of, we talked a lot about trying to figure out how to parse things out and how to establish the right tone, because it's obviously day when Sophie arrives and, you know, we start to establish a relationship with the place, a relationship with how Sophie navigates the world, including, you know, some friends and some not yet friends. And then we sort of loop in the technology of this app, See For Me, that allows her to navigate. So we sort of like set this up before things start to get a little scary. So a lot of thought put into that in terms of establishing some of the geography of the house too, that's going to come back. And so we want to know and get a sense as the audience where things are and where the hiding places are and what's been established through those experiences and what's been felt out by Sophie before night falls, so to speak.
Now, could you talked about the technology. Can you speak about just, were there any challenges in depicting the relationship between Skylar and Kelly? Because in the wrong hands, if this were a bad movie, it would be handled poorly, but you do such a great job with it. Were there any challenges with that?
Well, thank you for that, first of all. And I would say, you know, there were a lot of challenges, not the least of which, you know, Skylar and Jessica Parker Kennedy, who plays Kelly, who does a wonderful, wonderful job. You know, they hadn't met. You know, they weren't performing these scenes together. And specifically, you know, Skylar was there reading lines for Jessica, but because Skylar had such a longer shoot time, There was nobody, there was not, we didn't have an actor performing. So it was continuity. It was first ADs. Sometimes, you know, in the worst, if we couldn't find any, it would be me. And then it would, you know, and so it's a real testament to Skylar's ability to bring out such an incredibly nuanced, you know, dynamic, intense performance in the middle of the night, you know, surrounded by crew and lights and really finding that relationship. I mean, you know, Skylar really laid the groundwork for that relationship. And then Jessica was able to come in towards the end and really elevate that other half. But, you know, Skylar was speaking to nobody for much of the shooting. So that was one of the big challenges, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, I have my questions, like, Skylar, what was it like creating that chemistry? But that's out the window. So what was that like, not really talking to anybody?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, sorry.
It was very strange and very odd because, like, 70% of my dialogue is through this phone and sometimes, or through the little earpiece. And sometimes it's just, you know, an AD on the line in the earpiece or someone off camera reading the lines, just very monotone. And I was telling Randall, I would just sort of like hear it and then put it through the filter of like, this is Kelly, this is what she sounds like, this is, and I didn't know that it was Jessica, I didn't know what she sounded like or her mannerisms or anything. I just gave Kelly a personality in my mind and then filtered it through that to react to. So it was weird. It was definitely weird. I'm glad that it worked out though.
what personality did you give her?
I mean, I don't know like specific traits, just how anyone would react in an emergency situation like that. Like, I just, I feel like personality does kind of go out the window. That was a poor word choice when, you know, shit really hits the fan and it's an emergency. So I was just filtering it through just something that I could more easily react to versus just a deadpan read of the lines. Otherwise I'm going to come out not scared or not, you know, it's not going to read. So okay. Yeah, it was a challenge, but it was fun. Like, it wasn't hard. It was just different.
Okay, fair enough. So. Now the intro is for Randall. The intro to Kelly is so cool, like her being kind of like an in-game leader on Call of Duty and just given all those instructions and such. Pizza. Yeah, right. So like, was her character something that drew you to the script and the premise?
Absolutely. You know, I think as much as this is a wonderfully unique kind of version of that, you know, this resistance that Sophie has to her own vulnerability, like, and wanting to be this fiercely independent force, you still need somebody to act against. And so Kelly is this really interesting, you know, also on a bit of an island, but has this really interesting character, has an interesting arc, and has these incredible you know, layers and backstory that we just get a little hint of. And you know, the gaming and the instruction and the military background, you know, just creates this really ripe, you know, interesting kind of situation for the chemistry between them. And you know, I love their relationship and how it evolves in the story.
I really wanted to ask, I don't want to spoil who the big bad is, the actor, but I just want to ask, for casting him, did you cast him by voice? And what was it like getting him for the film? Because he just kind of a cool physical reveal later in the film.
Right. I think you can spoil it. I think it'll be out there. It's okay.
All over. It's okay. All over.
Jim Coates, he's so great.
Including his Twitter.
Okay.
But I think, you know, yeah, absolutely. You know, people, I think the word elevate is used a lot these days, but you know, Kim Coates really, really elevated this film with his performance of Rico. And I think, of course, his voice, you know, is so remarkably delicious and scary and captivating at the same time. And yeah, for all of the reasons that you know, he's so renowned as a performer, you know, he did a great job, and we were very, very fortunate to have him kind of bring this team together as that anchor of the big bad guy for sure.
Awesome. Cool. So director Rendell Okita and star Skylar Davenport for C4Me. Thank you guys for chatting with me on The Movie Buff, and good luck with the Tribeca premiere.
Thanks, Daniel. Nice to chat with you.